History Society and The Rick Smith Show.
Defender of the working class majority, Rick Smith.
Some really good news coming out of Wisconsin. And look, remember back in 2011, it was like ground zero of horrible coming out of Madison. In fact, we were there for 9 days sleeping on the marble floor in the Capitol as Scott Walker and the Republican thieves, basically stole the American dream from the folks of Wisconsin. In fact, you know, it was one of those moments where, you know, the state motto had always been forward. And it was, you know, in the beginning of the whole progressive movement, a lot of, you know, workers' comp was first there and unemployment. It was a state that was far ahead of itself back at the turn of the 20th century. And, well, Scott Walker, you know, made the motto backwards as they undid a lot of progress. And I see coming out of Wisconsin now, according to the Wisconsin election Twitter account, more than 547,000 absentee ballots have already been returned for the November 6th general election, breaking the record set in 2014. Back in 2014, there were 374,294 absentee ballots. You're now talking about over almost 550,000 already. This is a massive turnout. And look, we need massive turnout across the entire country. And here to share some thoughts on why we need to get out and vote and what's important in this election, I've asked our good friend Keith Pocheck to come talk with us. Keith, thanks for taking time for us.
Rick, thanks for having me again.
So I'm looking at this, and that gives me some hope. The fact that, you know, the folks in Wisconsin are coming out in big numbers. And I think, look, if you get almost presidential like election numbers, I think it's going to be a good night for Democrats.
I agree, and I'm an optimistic guy most of the time. It's been a challenge to remain optimistic the last couple of years, but you know, over the past 2 years, I've been able to just personally connect with so many just incredible Americans, you know, like you, some other people that I've worked with, and others that have reached out to me, and you know, they've shown me that even though we take our lumps and we take it on the chin, that there are some people out there who are really going to continue to fight, and they really believe in America's ideals. And so that's kind of inspired me. I think I'm a guy who definitely thrives on hope. If you don't have that, you're really not going to act. And so I think we need to head into tomorrow with some optimism. You know, a lot of things are looking up for us. But you know. Even if we can't completely turn Congress, I think we're going to make some headway here, and this is going to be a long battle. So you know, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step, and I think the single step's tomorrow.
Yeah, I saw clips of President Obama's speech in Florida, and man, I miss that guy. I almost regret being so hard on him during his term, because there, you know, when I listened to him speak, and look, I never said he was a bad speaker. But you know, to have someone who inspires us and wants what, you know, and strives for better as opposed to the, you know, the art of division and tearing us apart, you know, man, I miss that. But he was right on where he said, look, you know, he's looking at the positive. There are more people coming to activism. There are more people becoming citizens, and I think that's spot on and right in line with what you were saying.
The number, you know, and the number of women who are now just that much more active and are running for office has got to be inspiring. You know, you've just seen this fury being channeled into action, and that's been incredible to see. So there are a lot of causes for optimism, and I think you know, we're not going to change what's happened overnight, and I don't think we're going to see an instant tectonic shift, but I think that, you know, the energy's there, and I think also that we're hopefully, at least I'm trying to get this instilled into the next generation, is that democracy is not a spectator sport. You know, you have to participate, or you're going to lose it. It's going to get taken away from you by, you know, some evil forces that are going to want to control everything and own everything. And yep. so if you're not paying attention to what's happening, the next thing you know, the beach has eroded out from underneath you. And I think that a lot of us have awakened to that fact.
Yeah, I was screaming about this back in 2009 because, you know, I was going, you know, all of the activism of 2008 was great. It was fabulous to see people on, yeah, hope and change. We're in the streets marching and there's big rallies and all of this stuff. And then we won and everyone went home. Because I took the kids to the inauguration. You know, it was this massive thing where, I'm a big guy and I had my daughter on my shoulders and there were so many people in the streets. They were literally carrying me. That's how tight we were all packed in. And I just remember feeling this is incredible. We're going to change the world. It's going to be great. Well, everybody went home.
I think we won we kind of won the Super Bowl there, and we forgot that there are a lot of smaller games that are being played locally. And I think that the Republicans were pretty shrewd about that, and they've been that way for quite a few years, to win seats in local governments and state governments. And the next thing you know, they're redrawing the maps, and before you know it, the deck is completely stacked against you. And the will of the people is being subverted, and I think that's the situation we're in right now. So we have to really overcome this.
Yeah,
it's not going to be to win this. We're going to have to win in a rout, essentially, for it to be a win at all.
No, and I've been saying that. And look, hopefully, the more people come out, the better it's going to be, and the more people that get engaged, the more we take back. You take back our country. And, I've often said, this is an incredible country because of this experiment of self-governance, the idea that the will of the people will rule the day. And the thing that's bothered me, and as you pointed out, the Republicans were able to redraw the maps, and then all of the shenanigans with the voter theft laws that they passed, and all of the blocking, this group from voting and this group from voting, and all of that that's been going on over the years, people have almost lost faith. And I look at this most recent Axios SurveyMonkey poll that points out that just 51% of the people that they were polled said they have faith in democracy, and 37% say they've lost faith in our democracy. And I say that's a bad thing, because that's what Republicans have always wanted. They wanted to destroy our belief and our faith in self-governance so that we could have Donald Trump a president for life.
I think that's really the bottom line for all autocratic governments, really, is
yep.
that they do want to, eventually they want to wear you down and destroy your hope and, and make you believe that it doesn't really matter what you do or what you believe, and you're not going to be able to influence anything. And I think that to a degree it's been effective, but then also we've seen quite an uprising, and I hope that that continues from the a grassroots kind of phenomenon like the Democratic movement scene. I don't think that the Democratic Party has seen this type of grassroots activism any time that I can remember, where it's just, this degree of small donors and, everyday folks who are running for local and state offices. So, it's a matter right now of turning the tide and making some headway. Like I said, it's not going to be I don't think it's going to be an instant tectonic shift. So if we're hoping for that, we're going to be disappointed. But this is, this is the first step tomorrow. And I think it's something that, like it or lump it, we're going to pass it on to the next generation. We just hopefully we have the momentum that starts to turn in our direction.
No, it starts with each individual getting out and casting their ballot. It's that simple. You listen to the Rick Smith Show. We're with Keith Pocheck talking about tomorrow's big day, and I'm hoping everyone gets out to vote on Tuesday, November 6th, to make sure you cast your ballot, have your voice heard. I wanted to get your thought. You're a doctor, ER doctor, and a good one from what I understand. Last week Trump tweeted out that Republicans will totally protect people with pre-existing conditions. Democrats will not. Vote Republican. I don't know, again, which orifice he pulled that out of, but I'm looking at this Avalere group. They're a research and consulting firm for national health care issues. This new study that they've come out with have said that if the ACA is repealed, that 102 million people in this country have pre-existing conditions.
Right.
And you look at that number, you go like 1 in 3 people have a pre-existing condition, which I thought would be even higher, to be honest. You know, anything from, you know, heart disease to diabetes to arthritis and pregnancy, all pre-existing conditions. And the Republicans say, hey, Trump says the Republicans are on board. They're going to protect all of us.
How many times did the Republicans try and push a vote through Congress to repeal?
No, like 100.
The ACA. I think it was seven. I think it was around 70 or something like that. And so now all of a sudden they're going to change their tune because they see what the degree of support that Americans actually have for it. After initially it was lambasted, and now the support is so great that they're having to kind of change their tune right here at election time. So, you know, it's amazing to me that people will be lied to over and over and over and buy it. But then I think the other side of it is that that the Republicans are very deft at playing on fear and emotion, and that's how they get people to vote. And so it's almost as if the proper fears and underlying kind of biases are stoked enough that any lie can pass, and I think that's what they've tapped into. So part of that's human psychology, fortunately or unfortunately.
Yeah, whenever I read Trump's tweets, I judge on truth. The Washington Post's misleading or false claim, or just plain lie, and yeah, you know, that's like a lie. I mean, it's a massive lie.
No, I mean, I think it's just, how do we, this is obviously going to take generations. You know, we talked a little bit about this before, how it's not going to be a tectonic shift. And, you know, some of these people we're not going to recapture in America. And so a lot of this is about winning the hearts and minds of the next generation. And some of that starts with education. And so we've fallen off, and we don't even teach civics anymore. And in public schools. And so this is the corner that we've painted ourselves into. But luckily, there is a furious contingent of people who believe in democratic ideals. And I think we're seeing that kind of rise up. And hopefully tomorrow that kind of culminates with some victories.
I got to throw this out there. Someone in the chat room said, you know, you're such a great writer and speaker. When are you going to run for something?
I don't know about that. we'll see. You know, I'm working and raising kids, and I guess maybe maybe that's my excuse, and maybe I'm being lazy. But I'll definitely tell everyone to vote tomorrow for Brett Pransky in Ohio and Maureen Shaw in New Jersey, some people that I've been able to personally connect with. And I honestly feel like I'm probably a bit of a better strategist and writer than I am a politician. I don't think I'm as diplomatic as I could be.
No, you do great work. And again, you know, as you pointed out, this is, you know, thanks to Trump, you found your voice, and a lot of people have. I mean, this could make our country stronger.
Oh, I mean, I absolutely think so. I mean, it's a whatever doesn't kill you makes you stronger. The hotter the fire, the stronger the steel kind of phenomenon. And worst possible case scenario, if tomorrow we can't turn the House and we can't turn the Senate, there's still going to be some incredible new Democratic blood that's in there. I mean, you look at you want to say his name Ojeda, but he says Ojeda, but people like that who are going to go in there, and they're not going to vote party line politics. They're going to say what's on their mind. They're going to represent their constituents. They believe that the people are going to be heard. And I honestly think that's not going to die, regardless of what happens tomorrow. I think that spirit of America is going to persist. Try as they may to crush that, it's not going to happen.
So let me ask you, any are you a gambling man? Are you making any predictions for tomorrow, or are we just one of those, we'll wait and see?
I just think the Senate doesn't shape up very well because there are too many Democratic seats in play this cycle. So I'm not terribly confident that we'll turn the Senate, but I do think that we will win the House, and that's a big move. So It's a gird your loins, steel your resolve. This is digging in for a fight. This isn't the end. This is the beginning.
And that's the important message out of all of this. That is the important message out of all of this. Don't go home.
Right. And so, but like we touched on before, I think previously when we won the Super Bowl and Obama won the presidency in 2008, I don't think that there was quite the activism that was happening at the local level that there is now. So that's a force that is going to yield some benefits and dividends for a long time. Hopefully that's passed on to the next generation and the generation after that.
So last question, which elections are you paying attention to tomorrow night? What are the big ones that have got your eye?
The biggies for me, I'm absolutely North Carolina 9. That's where I live now. And so you have Dan McCready, who is he's a pretty moderate Democrat, but is a former small business owner, former Marine captain, just a sort of salt of the earth kind of guy. And he's running against an evangelical minister Republican who's going to be a Trump rubber stamp. And it's a hot race. And if I remember correctly, the Republicans have held this seat, I think, since the 1960s. So for it to be even in contention is incredible. And so that's the one I'm going to be paying the most attention to just because it's really my district. But then also West Virginia 3 in my backyard where I grew up, to think that Richard Ojeda there is competitive as well in a state where Trump won, I don't know, 30 some, maybe more. I can't remember how many points he won West Virginia by, something absurd. And this guy is competing and is actually in a lot of polls he's leading.
Now he came out of that teacher strike, really, really popular because he was one of the guys who fought for him.
He is. I mean, he is absolutely going to represent his constituents, and he's shown that by going out and campaigning and canvassing and talking to people, and his opponent just refuses to do so. And so I think that it, for a lot of people, it highlights the fact that many of these Republicans are just in the pockets of corporate interests and donors. And if they want someone who's going to be a voice for them in Washington, that the only choice is to vote for the Democratic candidate.
There you go. Make sure you get out and vote. Keith, I appreciate the time. As always, good talking with you. I look forward to talking to you again.
Thank you so much. I hear you have my pal and my boss, Nick Knutson, coming up. So hopefully everyone sticks around for that. I got to plug him. He's my editor.
Good guy. Looking forward to talking to him for the first time. First time on the program. We've been trying for a while, but first time we'll get him. So I'm looking forward to it.
Fantastic. All right. Well, let's give him hell tomorrow. Okay?
There you go. Good stuff. Thanks, Keith.
All right, brother.
And there's the message of the day. Get out and vote. It's that simple. Quick break. Right back. Stick around. You're listening to The Rick Smith Show.
Oh, 90% of the world.